Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back, guys. Happy Friday. DGS. Few minutes past 4 p.m. Last hour, we rolled out this year's Hardee's Operation Food Search deal. We're starting a little bit early this year because last year we did almost double what they had done before you guys did. $75,000. This year, we're going to try and do $100,000. We have all new swag for you. It's the same kind of deal. You go to Hardee's starting Monday. You donate a dollar. You get a DGS sticker. This one is sort of a campaign theme, DGS 2020, red, white, and blue, because next year is our 20th anniversary. And live, you can get buttons, similar, but not exactly the same, like campaign buttons. And you can get the hats. The hats are not beanies. They're like sock caps from, if you're my age, when we were kids, with the pom-pom on top. And I haven't felt one yet. I haven't put one on yet, but Rach and I and Lindsay designed them, and I think they're really, really cool. And those are a $20 donation. Do you know what the buttons are? Five?
Yes, the buttons are five, and the stickers are one. Buttons and hats you can only get when we are at a Hardee's location.
Yeah, which we'll be telling you all about that. Mm-hmm. The kickoff show is going to, or event is going to be 1 week from today at the Hardee's Mid-Rivers Mall Drive, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, good, good. And come join us this Sunday. If you're anywhere near Florissant, we're going to be doing the Veterans Day Parade. It starts at 1 p.m. The Mark Cox show and my show will be in the back of Weber Chevrolet trucks, right?
Mm-hmm. And Tony is the MC.
Boom. Woo. There you go. What more could you want?
Can't want any.
You said there's food?
Yeah, food and drink at the ceremony afterwards.
That's cool.
Every year.
Yep. What kind of food?
Like barbecue stuff, woo, hamburgers, hot dogs, chips.
Yum.
I said woo twice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo, woo, woo.
Woo, woo.
Gay rights.
We do it right in Florissant.
Sue is our date tonight.
Hooray.
Yes. Rach and I are going to be judges along with our buddy Donnie Fandango from The Point and Bobby Plager from The Blues at a Kids in the Middle Swirl Sip and Savor. I'm sure you can still get tickets. It's tonight 6 to 9 at the Sheet Metal Workers Local down on Shodo, and we will be there. So if you're there, come up and say hello. Not to Sue, though.
No, I'm just a plus one.
She's not working. No. She's just eating.
I love it. Thank you.
Don't bother her during her off time, please.
Yeah.
What? I'm just going to be telling you, here's what I think this tastes like, and you can judge, and then, oh, yeah, you'll get real tired of me real quick.
I'm excited to eat stuff.
Yeah. We're hungry. We're trying to save up for tonight.
Oh. I'm eating leftover Halloween candy because I'm getting desperate.
Do we know how this goes? Does it go in courses? You know, here's the appetizers, and then you judge that, or is it just a little bit of everything?
There's going to be an award for the savory category and the sweet category.
Okay.
So I don't know if they're doing, like, apps and
okay,
salads and stuff.
We may have a couple of new categories, just, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're not sure. It's free, Sue. Don't worry about it.
Okay. I'm getting excited, Dave.
No, I'm with you. I like talking about stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. Man, when I was in like junior high playing football, and
used to be a field, still is a field.
Still is a field. I would just like, I knew that my best friend didn't know whether we were going full pads or half pads, but I would always have to talk about it. Like, hey, do you think today's going to be half pads? He's like, I don't know, man. It's like, oh, it'd be great if it was. I just.
Yep.
And at the time I knew, like, he didn't know. I'm just annoying everyone.
Yeah.
Like I am now. Sorry. Yeah. Headlines.
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Earn points on caramel, apples, cinnamon
back
treats,
to caramel.
You're a mess.
And pumpkin flavored everything this fall with the Schnucks Rewards app. Download it today. I'm sorry, I was halfway through a Sour Patch Kid, and I
know, but you had a thing where you were going back and forth, and then you
messed it up.
Just changed that,
It was supposed to be a caramel day, and it's a caramel day, but even that was bad.
So confused.
Oh, she was caramel.
Did you guys
yesterday.
Eat the caramels, just like the classic little Brock's caramels?
Heck no.
No.
No?
That's
no.
trash.
Wow.
Melt that over an apple,
damn.
And I'll eat a million of them, but no.
Sorry.
I do love like a caramel or caramel chocolate bar. Like the fundraiser bars you could get.
Mm.
Man, the caramel is the best.
Like the caramellos we eat now.
Yeah, but they're better
no,
than
those
the
caramellos. Are better. No, I agree.
Have I talked? I've told you guys that a very unpopular opinion that I don't care for caramel or candy apples.
That's just crazy.
I
to
love
me.
Them.
Don't like them at all.
What's the difference between caramel and the candy?
Candy apples, the red, the
okay.
bright red
yeah.
kind of.
Yeah.
Right,
I'm with you on that. I don't like the candy, but I do like the caramel
yeah,
apple.
Yeah, I get that. I understand that I'm in a very.
You know, this is like, the segment Steve Moore is going to pull to talk to us in our air check next week.
It's like pretzels. I don't like pretzels.
He
either.
Only tunes in for this kind of crap.
Wait,
you don't like pretzels.
I hate pretzels.
What?
I think they're gross.
Man, you're making me crave pretzels
what?
Now.
What if you had a dark chocolate? Well, in your case, a milk chocolate dipped pretzel. Nothing helps
what's,
it.
Why? What just happened there?
She was like, well, he's a milk chocolate.
Maybe if there was some nougat in there, would you eat it?
Why don't I like dark chocolate? What happened there?
Oh.
There is some real judgment.
She judged you as a milk chocolate here.
No kidding.
I'm so sorry.
What if there was dark chocolate? Oh, pardon me. The milk chocolate.
Yeah.
I like dark chocolate, milk chocolate, white chocolate. I like all of it.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Tony can't afford dark chocolate.
Please.
Oh, my God. I feel so bad.
This is like the Heath bar thing all over.
Do you like them dipped in chocolate, whatever kind of chocolate?
I heard it, too.
I didn't hear it, Sue.
Did you or did you not?
I like them dipped in chocolate.
No, I don't like anything dipped in chocolate.
That was a poor attempt at dipped.
I don't like pretzels. Whether they're dipped in chocolate. I mean, I like... A dipped in chocolate pretzel is better than a regular pretzel, but only because of the chocolate.
Fair enough.
What if it was dipped in tart? Oh, I'm sorry, you're my inferior.
Oh,
what
yeah.
if it was dipped in milk?
I forgot North County.
I'm sorry, it's Skip Weber who only likes milk.
What
chocolate.
If you took a Three Musketeers bar and just, you know, wadded it up like you people do and just squeezed it onto a pretzel?
Now, this might be a.
What if you had it with an Oreo? I mean, a Hydrox. Sorry. What was I
thinking? Do you not like soft pretzels either?
No.
Okay.
This is like green eggs and ham.
I could see someone liking one or the other.
I don't like pretzels.
I could
pretzels.
Too.
Would you eat it on a train?
No, not on a train. Not a house, not with a mouse, not a box, not with a fox. I do not like them.
You won't eat it with a fox. I don't know what to do for you.
Sue ya Lou. I do not like.
That was, Andrew, can we get that sound? I love that.
Oh, I'm sorry. In your case.
I'm sorry, milk.
Yeah.
I thought she knew something that I didn't know. I'm like, oh, he's a milk chocolate.
Like Tony's known for his milk chocolate love.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah. It was Skip that told me that.
What about Skip?
He doesn't like the dark chocolate. He likes the milk
Even though he can afford it.
Yes.
He's making a conscious choice.
Real easy to...
Why is it more... It's not more expensive.
Real easy to confuse me and Skip, too.
Oh, yeah, you do look a lot.
One's a 7-foot millionaire and...
One isn't.
One isn't.
All right. Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about this with Tim Jones during the last segment. Michael Bloomberg could be jumping into the race on the Democratic side.
But he doesn't have the magic to do well. Little Michael will fail.
Doesn't have the magic.
I love a gun.
He has the best
will fail.
Sound bites on the planet. It was perfecto.
It was perfecto.
I've got two more potential presidential bids for you guys.
Okay, let's hear them.
Eric Holder might jump into the race, according to an MSNBC analyst. Apparently, he's been kicking around the idea. How do you guys think he would do?
Terrible. He does not have the magic either.
No, not even close. He didn't even have Bloomberg magic.
Mm-mm.
Little Eric. And finally, Kanye West.
Yeah, but not till 2024, right? He's not going
Correct,
against his boy.
Correct, but he's got dreams.
When I run for president in 2024, we're going to definitely know what y'all laughing at.
Poor Kanye.
What did he say?
He also may change his name to Christian Genius Billionaire Kanye West.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
It does make sense.
He likes dark chocolate, I'm sure of it.
Wow. Okay, I'm out.
No, it's awkward. The billionaire part.
I'm out.
Yes, that's what I mean.
What did Ron Artest call it? What did he change his name to? The basketball player?
Oh, yeah.
It was something crazy like that.
Hold on.
like Meta World Peace.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's him. Okay.
Meta World Peace. And then ODB changed his name to Big Baby Jesus.
I love that.
So I guess that's just a thing where you just change your name to a whole bunch of words.
Christian genius billionaire Kanye West.
There you go. Oh, he Kanye's still in there?
Yeah, it's at the end.
Oh, okay.
He's not a billionaire. I mean, I don't have a glimpse into his financial records, but he was heavily in debt like 2 years ago. So if he's a billionaire at this point, I am color me impressed, but I don't. Maybe it's just something to aim for. Pulled this story because I just thought it was kind of a follow-up on a story we've been following for a long time. All these deaths and illnesses related to vaping, but they can't confirm what it actually is. The CDC is now saying that vitamin E acetate could be possibly linked to these cases where people are getting ill and dying.
Do we know what that is and how it gets in there?
Well, typically it is not harmful whenever it's ingested or used topically, but there's something going on when you heat it.
Gotcha.
And vape it that could be getting people sick. So I just thought that was a little encouraging that we at least have some idea of what's going on. Because for a while there, it was just like, vapes are bad, and no one really had an idea of why. Speaking of vapes, President Trump is going to pursue raising the age to purchase e-cigarettes from 18 to 21.
That's nice. I don't think it does it the single thing, though. I don't think
you can do that either if you're going to leave other tobacco products at 18.
You have to be across the board.
Yeah.
I don't even think that matters. I mean, if a 14-year-olds are the ones using Juul, then it doesn't matter. You can make it 30. They're still doing it illegally. No 14-year-old's like, man, I'd really love to Juul, but I'm going to wait until I'm 18.
Kanye's worth $270 million. Kim is worth $350.
Ooh.
Nah, they're not close.
Yeah, you add them together and you're still not at a billion.
Maybe he means because his sister-in-law is a billionaire. Kylie. Oh,
that could be.
A much longer name.
Let me see if I can remember it. Christian genius billionaire Kanye West. Actually, that rolls off the tongue pretty easily. He should go for it. Coca-Cola is creating a sparkling water. Because everyone's creating a sparkling water with 30 grams of added caffeine, or milligrams, excuse me, and it is their first product in 13 years.
I wonder if this is the same product as, because of the caffeine, I heard that they were also going to release an energy drink. I wonder if it's the same. I wonder if the energy drink is also the sparkling water because of the caffeine.
Perhaps. I don't see it in this article, but you could be right.
Okay. This is Coca-Cola?
Coca-Cola.
So Coke Zero's 13 years old?
No, it was actually Gold Peak Tea was their latest product that came out, which seems like it's been around for forever.
No, wait a minute.
They say...
I know they do, but that the orange vanilla came out like a year ago.
I think they mean a completely new product. Yeah, when did Coke Zero come out? Let's Google it.
I'm sorry, I'm reading about AHA.
May not want to classify it as a new product, but that's a new product.
Why are you reading about AHA, the group?
That's the Coke sparkling water. Interesting.
Oh, okay. So Coke Zero was introduced in 2005 and then reformulated in 2016. I didn't know they reformulated it. We're learning all sorts of things about the Coca-Cola
company.
That's why
you listen to DGS.
Yep. Come here to learn the difference between caramel and candy apples.
Nimrod and Gilgamesh.
Mm-hmm. You learn that poor people can't afford dark chocolate.
But I think we all knew that already.
That was news to me.
We just had an example.
News
to
me.
A very stark, rough example, but we now get it. Welcome back, guys. DGS. Happy Friday. Going to do some Pyramid at 5 p.m. with special guest stars Jimmy Griffin from El Monstero and Bo Matthews, also from El Monstero. So, I think Bo's the founding member.
You know the Oak Ridge Boys have the bass guy?
Well, I came out of nowhere.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yes.
Boom. That guy?
Yeah.
Bo could do that. He could be that in El Monstero.
Yeah, El Monstero a cappella.
He could be the bass guy.
Hello, Dave Murray.
Giddy up, ba-doo-ba-ba-doo-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
He's got it.
He's drunk.
He wasn't even listening. He was just doing that.
Silver.
I love the Oak Ridge Boys. I actually had a chance to meet them many, many years ago, and they're all great people.
Dave, you're rich. Can you afford dark chocolate?
I'm rich. I'm retired. I'm on a limited budget now.
So now you have to swim with milk chocolate?
But no, I like dark chocolate.
Yeah. Tony's never tried it. He's too poor.
Yeah, apparently you have to be rich.
Oh, come on.
Well, you can go get a Mounds. Go get a Mounds bar.
No. Listen, not me, Dave. I'm not the one who said I was too poor. Sue Thomas is the one that said I was too poor to dark chocolate.
David.
Well, she just came from like 3 months in Europe, so.
That's true.
That's a good point.
Dave, if you were to look at a person and reference dark chocolate and then go, oh, in your case, I guess, milk chocolate, would that mean that you kind of looked down on that person a little bit?
No, not at all. Because my wife likes milk chocolate and I like dark chocolate.
Okay.
Why did you marry a poor person?
In the room.
This is what happened. This is exactly how it happened.
She's rushed back in to defend herself.
This is exactly how it happened. She looked at me and she said, because I said I don't like pretzels, which I know we can get into that later. I know it's an unpopular opinion. She said, well, what if the pretzel was covered in dark chocolate? Oh, I'm sorry. It's you. Milk chocolate. And I was...
Dave!
And I thought, well, Dave, why wouldn't I... Yeah.
Here's what happened.
And then she explained that it was because of my income tax bracket.
Skip Weber is the one who likes milk chocolate.
She said,
instead of Tony.
I realize you probably never did try any
it was
milk
my
chocolate.
Bad. I did not.
It was very condescending.
No, it was not.
Pull the tape.
In Sue's neighborhood, they call it cacao.
No!
That's right. She grows it, personally.
Are you saying that's odd? I find that perfectly normal.
I have not seen income shaming like that since
Mark Close
said to Dave Glover, I can't believe you've never been in a two-story house.
Well, that was a great day.
He was harder on Rach, though. What did he make fun of you, your birthday party?
I didn't have a birthday party. One year for my birthday, we went to see The Parent Trap, and then I got to go to McDonald's. And he was like, oh, what a loser. You're so poor.
Yeah.
I don't think he
said McDonald's
that.
Meal.
Oh,
no,
yes,
it
he
was
did. He pretty
awfully,
much did.
It genuinely hurt a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
Yeah, it was like, oh, big time, having your birthday party at McDonald's.
Like
right,
eh?
That sounds
the
like
classic
it.
Place for kids on their birthday.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, it hurt a lot because you're still talking about it.
It's true.
Yeah.
He hurt all of us.
So, Dave, we are all going to be in the Veterans Parade this Sunday in Florissant. The parade's at 1 o'clock, and then there's a ceremony outdoors afterwards. So what's the weekend weather looking like, and especially
weekend,
Sunday?
Yeah, the weekend looks great. Now, it will be chilly first thing in the morning, especially on Saturday. Not so bad on Sunday first thing in the morning. The difference tonight, we're going down to 28. Saturday night into Sunday morning, only going down to 45. 58 for the high on Saturday, lots of sunshine. Sunday is one of these days where we'll wake up, it will be partly sunny, but it will be a day of increasing clouds. The southerly flows picks up just a touch, but 59 degrees for the high, even with some increasing clouds. So some relatively mild, close to average temperatures for the weekend. Get out and enjoy, because after that, it's welcome to January.
So how bad is it next week?
Next week is Monday. Thank goodness it's a holiday, because there's several things coming into play. The biggest thing is an Arctic cold front, again, a January-type Arctic cold front. So Monday, there's going to be a little bit of rain around first thing in the morning, but we'll quickly kick over to flurries and light snow, especially during the morning and early afternoon on Monday. I'm thinking temperatures will be their warmest first thing in the morning, and by late in the day, we're down into the 20s on Monday afternoon. An inch or less snow accumulation. Focus on the grass, but because it's going to be a dry snow on the tail end of this thing, there could be a little bit of slick spots going as we go through the morning into the early afternoon on Monday. Monday night will go down to 10, 11 degrees. And then Tuesday, sunny, but 28 for the high, 18 for the low. Wednesday, sunny, 35 for the high and 25 for the low. We'll start to bounce back as we go into the end of next week.
You guys want to talk?
Brutal for November.
Okay. You want to talk drunk chickens or multiverse?
Chickens.
I do both.
I like chickens.
Do you have the first drunk chicken story? You want me to do it?
You do it.
So a guy was pulled over for a DUI because people spotted him driving with a chicken on his shoulder, like a parrot. And
like his buddy, like just riding shotgun. There.
Exactly.
I didn't realize that was illegal.
And then when they pulled him over, turns out. Probably he and the chicken were drunk. So That's pretty impressive to keep a chicken on your shoulder.
Wow. Did the chicken...
They were buds.
Did the chicken rat him out?
Yeah, likes to drive.
It's like he got pulled over, and the chicken was like, he's hammered.
Wouldn't that be great if you had a parent and the police pull you over, and you're driving drunk, and the parent goes, oh, no, he's in trouble. I can't believe he's driving me around. He's drunk as a skunk.
There's also a bar in England, a little bar in a little town, where a chicken shows up every day in the afternoon and drinks a half a pint of Guinness.
Hell yes.
Excellent.
It just shows up on its own?
Yeah.
Okay.
He like slams his wing on the bar.
Chicken walks into a bar.
And a very well-known scientist from Caltech, I don't know his name, but I see him all the time on my nerd shows, says that there's no other explanation for quantum mechanics other than multiverses. And he says that what happens, and Stephen Hawking, I guess, agreed with him on this, is that it's sort of like that movie Sliding Doors. It's not that every, like if I decide between pizza or a hamburger, we don't break off into another universe. But if... I decided to have kids or not have kids or get married or move to Bora Bora, that it breaks off into another multiverse where one of me stays and in a completely different universe goes to Bora Bora.
So it's all dependent on human choice?
Basically.
Wow.
It's like Heisenberg's uncertainty principle. And once we look at something, then it's all potential until you look at it and then it becomes solid. And what he's saying is that, what the hell do I talk about what he's saying is, but basically that with each big decision like that, we are focusing on something and we break off into another timeline.
Wow.
Okay.
So there would be like literally thousands of us living thousands of different lives.
Yeah.
Well,
I get it.
Doesn't that just mean that there are infinite possibilities? It's just a matter of perception.
Yeah, but what I've always thought.
But it's infinite possibilities and they're all explored.
Yes.
There's
And what I've always thought was that, you know, there are infinite multiverses with infinite number of Daves, but he's saying that we create them with our
consciousness.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
and I'm over here like I don't know about that. Like I have any idea what I'm talking about.
The Mandela effect.
Yeah.
Is,
why don't you try dark chocolate before you?
The Mandela effect is basically. It's basically the same thing, but that you can go back and you can cross back into an original one that you were in before, and then you could leave, and then you could come back to different ones.
I know we've joked about it, like Bill Cosby and Bruce Jenner and Donald Trump and all that, but I for real, feel like my life, not like, oh gosh, I felt so different 20 years ago, but I feel like life was different. If you told me, oh, yeah, you broke off 20 years ago or whatever,
you'd believe it.
I'd go, oh, my God, that so explains so many things. Mm-hmm. And not even like the fact, like Donald Trump from The Apprentice is president, but just like the nature of it, it just feels different.
Oh, that's interesting.
I agree.
When did it happen? Can you say it happened?
I'm a Mandela effect believer, though.
Like, you know, this year, I mean, do you know when it started to feel that way?
It's more in hindsight.
Okay.
Yeah, but definitely life felt different back when I started the show. Beyond being 36 years old and pre-Phoebe and all that kind of stuff.
Hey, you guys were talking about the commercial. This is a total little change of direction. The sexy Santa Claus commercial?
Yeah, the jeweler.
It's a jeweler? Okay, I saw one. That's what I couldn't remember. There's one for a car. I don't remember what. It might have been Dodge.
And it's a hot Santa? Like they trying to make him hot?
It's a ripped Santa Claus in the television. And I thought, I haven't seen the jeweler one. I thought I was seeing the one you guys were talking about, and it's a professional wrestler.
Really?
It's Bill Goldberg, a guy who is in wrestling, and I thought, oh, there's the, and it is very off-putting.
No.
To see ripped sexy Santa.
This one's like he looks like a
he's
hotter
a Jeff
version
Bridges
of the Trivago
type.
Guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Well, I mean, this guy, I mean, Bill Goldberg is freaking ripped.
Yeah, no, I know who he is.
We need to keep.
He's in, and that's the new, I think it's a Dodge commercial, where it's, so now there's two commercials out there, where Santa Claus is skinny, ripped, and hot. Like,
Bring back fat Santa.
That's not Santa. That's not my Santa.
Make Santa fat again.
Stop with the...
I agree.
Santa is not a sex icon.
Right. It never should be.
No.
No.
What is going on?
That's what we have elves for.
Right?
This went off the rails. I think Dave just hung up.
That's what we have Dave Murray for.
No, no, I'm here. I'm in a dark chocolate coma right now.
Yeah.
Santa talk.
Yeah, you can be.
Here we have the sound. Now.
What if you had a dark chocolate, in your case, a milk chocolate dipped bread? Nothing helps.
Yeah. Wow.
I thought, because you thought I liked it.
Did you hear? Play that again.
Oh, jeez. What if you had a dark chocolate, in your case, a milk chocolate dipped bread? Nothing helps.
That's so much worse than I thought it was.
No, it isn't.
That was condescending, was it not, Dave?
I don't think it was.
I was condescending.
Well, as long as you don't think so.
Yeah, that was not good.
I think we just go to break.
Yeah, all it's right. Probably that
I'm
time.
Not going to try to be slick about it at all.
Yeah,
I think we just tap out.
Probably right. That time.
Not sure why, but Frank Cusimano's demanded this be his intro music. So, hello, Frank.
Good to be with you, Dave.
What's going on in the background there?
Oh, actually, I'm watching something kind of fascinating right now on the Baseball Network. Hall of Famer Raleigh Fingers is talking about how Ted Simmons, our proud Cardinal, should be in the Hall of Fame. Dave, it's one of the great stories. It's going to happen December 8th that I think this 70-year-old man is going to get the call to the Hall, and it'll be just a great moment in St. Louis sports.
Frank, I've heard other sports people in St. Louis say that this is the year Ted Simmons is getting in. Why is he not in yet, and what is different about this year that makes it the time that it's going to happen?
Tony, for some incredibly stupid reason, when he first got on the ballot, he got 3.7% of the ballot. And if you got to have like 10% to even stay on the ballot. So he was immediately taken off the ballot. So he has to get on through this special committee. It was, I don't know how it happened. Maybe it's the fact that he played on mediocre Cardinal teams that didn't make it to the postseason, and he played in the shadow of Johnny Bench and Gary Carter and Carlton Fisk. But there's only one catcher in history with more hits. There's only one catcher in history than Ted Simmons.
Man, that is so my wheelhouse. That's my Cardinals. When I was a kid, Ted Simmons and Rick Wise and even Torrey, like, man. Ted Simmons was so cool. He's kind of a hippie with the long hair.
Those teams,
yeah,
and those teams were bad.
Dave,
yes, they were.
I've done radio for 25 years, and the best single answer I've ever received was when I asked Ted Simmons about 4 years ago, what was it like to hit a baseball perfectly? And his response was, I don't know what it's like to be on heroin, but it was close.
It's a good one.
There you go. Yep.
So what are we? Go ahead.
I was just going to say.
Hold on,
it's a good night.
Any other Cardinals offseason news we need to talk about before we get into the Blues?
Uninspiring press conference the other day where the Cardinals basically said, I don't think we're going to make a lot of moves and make a lot of trades. We're just going to concentrate on improving what we have. And I don't think that's the way to go. And the Cardinal fans don't want to hear that.
I saw that, too. I heard that, too. You know, I'm never surprised. Everybody, every year, people say, oh, here's the big free agents, and maybe the Cardinals are going to go after. The Cardinals are never big-dollar free agent spenders. They just never do that. So I don't know why people get their hopes up that that's going to happen. But to just basically say, hey, we won the division coming off a championship season. We like our team. We're just going to roll with it. You can always improve. No matter how good you are, you can always improve in the offseason. I don't understand the thought process behind
that. Yeah, this offense wasn't average. It was way below average. There's 30 teams in Major League Baseball. They were somewhere like 22, 23 in almost every offensive category. So there's improvement to be made.
What about the Blues? What's going on?
Well, there's no improvement to be made there. It's an unbelievable story. So much for this Stanley Cup hangover crap we hear about. Who has the most points in the Western Conference? Who's won six games in a row? Who has a bunch of guys having the best years of their careers or the best starts to their careers? This Alex Pietrangelo, the guy's on pace for scoring 30 goals. I mean, this is like a free agent in baseball hitting 50 home runs in the, you know, the walk year of a contract. He's so good right now that he may be pricing himself out of the St. Louis salary cap structure.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Can we talk about Mizzou football? Well, that's something we never get a chance.
Well, why do you want to depress everybody on a Friday?
I know.
We're supposed to be celebrating.
Well, I wanted to say this. So, I'm sure you remember about a month ago, they had just beaten Mississippi. They only had the one loss. They were going into these 2 weeks of Vanderbilt and Kentucky that were going to be easy victories, and then they were going to play Georgia, and that was going to be maybe, you know, have all these implications for the SEC East, and they find a way to lose both of those games to Vanderbilt and Kentucky, and now this Mizzou-Georgia game that looked like it was going to be this very special thing is happening tomorrow. And it's not going to have all those implications, but could it be a season saver for Mizzou if they could somehow win that game?
Oh, yeah, because let's face it, most of us think it's over.
It's over.
And you're right.
And it is over.
A funny thing happened to Mizzou on their way to a terrific season. They never got there. I mean, okay. You should be 7-1 heading into this Georgia game. In fact, you should be 8-0. Think about this. The Wyoming, Vandy, and Kentucky losses, they were double-digit favorites. It's incredible what's happened, because this was going to be the year. You had the big offensive line, the star quarterback, these running backs. And it's, you know, look, they're a 14-point dog tomorrow in Athens, 92,000 people, sixth best team in the country. I hope I'm wrong. I just don't see a positive ending there tomorrow.
Well, so how loud is the clamor for a coaching change?
Here's the thing. They're going to beat Tennessee and Arkansas to finish out the season. They're going to finish 7-5.
Said you were going to beat Vanderbilt and Kentucky, too.
Yeah. I don't think you can fire the coach at Mizzou. I don't think they will fire the coach at Mizzou if he's 7-5. Now, you would do that in Georgia. You do that at Alabama. But at Mizzou, you don't fire coaches 7-5, I don't think.
When it looked like they could be shaping up for a legitimate bowl game, for a big or be in the running for a legitimate bowl game, this off-season ban that Mizzou is currently under, and Kelly Bryant, you know, like you said, the superstar quarterback, but he's in his senior year, his one last chance to maybe go out on a big bowl game. You know, and that was sort of motivating Mizzou to be high in the standings. I don't know how you let all that collapse underneath you. To me, it's undescribable to see what has happened to this team in these last 2 weeks, where you really, these inferior teams in Vanderbilt and Kentucky that you should have easily beaten, you lose those games. It makes no sense to me. But does it also take away, basically, because if you're right, if they end the year 7-5, they would still be bowl eligible. But does anybody even care anymore if they win or lose that appeal? Because now you're playing for a worthless bowl game instead of something, you know, that could have been on New Year's Day.
Well, that's a good point. I mean, first of all, we don't know if they're going to be bowl eligible. They got to win enough games.
Sure.
Then they got to get approval from the NCAA that they can play in a bowl game. So, but and then the third thing is what you just brought up. It's going to be a very uneventful bowl that it won't have much interest at all.
And isn't it a lot easier for the NCAA to just not even worry about the appeal or take it less seriously when you're talking about a smaller game than a game? If they would have, say, won the East, you know, and now all of a sudden the team that won the SEC East can't be in the postseason, that would, I think, force the NCAA's hand way more than a 7-5 team that's going to go to some crap bowl.
Well, it should not affect the NCAA ruling on this. And how the NCAA has not ruled on it. I mean, Missouri filed this appeal the beginning of the summer.
Yeah.
What the heck does the NCAA have to do besides look at this and make a ruling on it? It's absolutely insane. It's more proof that the NCAA is like one of the worst organizations in sports history.
Yeah, it's a joke. And have they even given any indication on when the ruling will come? I mean, I think most people thought it would happen before the season even started, and now we're
I ask Barry Odom about it every Monday when we interview him. Nope, don't know a thing.
Unbelievable.
Does that affect only football or other sports at Mizzou?
It's across the board at Mizzou, right? It's not just football.
Well, it'll be a football ban. It affected baseball. I don't think it affects basketball, though. But okay. I know it's football for sure and some other sports.
What about that basketball team? We're about to get into the full swing of college basketball. Anything SLU, Mizzou, what's this season looking like?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up SLU because, last year they had this great year. They won 23 games, go to the NCAA tournament, and they did it with this unique style. Like, they couldn't throw it in the ocean if they were on the beach. You know, they couldn't shoot at all, but they were great defenders. They were great rebounders, and they just played their guts out. It was just a fun team to watch. Well, now they still have some of that toughness, rebounding defense, but they have shooters. Travis Ford recruited shooters. I texted him at midnight the other night after the game, and I said, boy, suddenly your basketball IQ has gone up, you know, like 10 points. Because his whole team now, he doesn't have to, like, diagram 9 plays to get a bucket. He's got guys that can knock down threes. It's really early. It's only one game, but I'm really optimistic about SLU.
Yep. And Mizzou, what's this season looking like for them? Is it supposed to be a good one? Is it supposed to be an off year?
Well, they're picked to finish towards the bottom of the SEC, but Konzo Martin says we're better than that. And, you know, this Jeremiah Tillman, who's from East St. Louis, who's 6'10 and really talented, if he can stay out of foul trouble, you know, Mizzou could have a solid season, too.
Here's a $64 million question with 1 minute left. But why does Mizzou just struggle so bad with sports, just in general?
That's a good question.
Yeah, gosh, I wish I knew the answer to that.
Is it because we're recruiting against such big schools that we're kind of always the third pick? That way in the Big 12 with Oklahoma and Nebraska when it came to football and, you know, especially Oklahoma. And then Kansas, when it came to basketball, we're kind of always a recruit's second or third pick, I think.
Yeah, in football, it seems like we're cursed. If it wasn't, you know, Tony Van Zandt, the player of the year, never really playing, yeah. Or the fifth down, or the, you know, the kick ball by the Nebraska wide receiver that beat them, it just seems like we've had bad luck. Now, we had a nice run with Gary Tinkle, but, yeah, they just seem cursed from time to time.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Ray. Thanks. Have a great weekend. Jesus.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.